Father, I thank you, Lord, as always. Entrance of your word gives light and brings understanding to the simple. Let that light shine today and every day brighter and brighter unto a more perfect day for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I invite you to engage the Lord in the spirit as we go through this. You know, 7 months ago, October 1, 2022, we started this daily room. We had been on Clubhouse before then, but it wasn't daily. Here and there, weekly, here and there. But that day, this daily room, daily platform started, of course, my wife had been in the daily prayer room, the 15-minute morning segment. But this teaching room of daily had not been there until October 1. And I can remember, you know, what the Lord called forth. And I wondered, I said, well, you know, but here we are. And the Lord is good. Hallelujah. Well, today, our lesson is now upon the first day of the fifth month. And let your imagination just run wild what the Lord is going to put at the end of that. You know, so I remember the Lord upon the first day of the 10th month was when we started that thing back then, October 1. And the Lord gave, you know, our charge. And by the grace of God, we followed it. And today, I remember also, you know, on the first day of the 11th month, the Lord said that, well, first of all, let me tell you what he said on the first day of the 10th month was that the, you know, top of the mountains became visible. And the Lord said, well, you know, you're getting close now. And then on the 11th, first day of the 11th month, and the Lord said, look, you've been in this mountain long enough. You know, it's time for you to do something. Move and so on. And then God has been encouraging us, you know, day after day, month after month. And before I get to this lesson today, let me just say this right away as a disclaimer. God, you know, is not a seasonal God. Even though we use these things like the first day of the month, and the first this and that, and we're all excited, and we look to God for things, that's just for our realm. That's just his mercies. You know, at any time, any day, whether it's first, 13, 11, 12, it doesn't matter. If you know how to reach out to the Lord and your faith can pierce that veil at any time, you can get whatsoever you want from the Lord. But out of his mercy to us, you know, because God has no time, but he deals with us, you know, out of his mercy sometimes, you know, because we're always looking for some season of blessing and some season of this. So God in his mercy goes along with it. But I guarantee you that if anybody has some real faith, you know, doesn't matter what's going on in the world around them, they can go in and pierce that veil at any time. So having said that, you know, just so you know that we're not limiting God into some box. Nevertheless, today being this first day of the fifth month, well, our calendar, that is, you know, of course, Jewish calendar is different, but our calendar, that is, you know, let's see what the Lord has to tell us. Now, the song that we played at the beginning of today, that blessing, it's going to go right along with this because, you know, the Lord has given me a charge to command the blessing here this morning. And it's yours for the taking. It's just that simple. Praise God. But I want to read a story, and I love this chapter in the book of Ezra, chapter 7. So I want you to turn with me. I'm going to read a story. I'm going to bring it out of there. And we're going to keep it simple this morning so that everybody can get a blessing. Now, there's a blessing here for you today. if you can receive it. The Lord said, open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. Praise God. Now, I'm going to read Ezra chapter 7, and I'll start at verse 6. Now, this Ezra went up from Babylon, and he was a ready scribe in the law of Moses, which the Lord God of Israel had given, and the king granted him all his requests, according to the hand of the Lord his God that was upon him. Now, he got the king's favor. You've been hearing me lately talking about the king's favor. Well, let's talk about it some more today. And there went up some of the children of Israel, and of the priests, and Levites, and singers, and the porters, and the Netinims unto Jerusalem in the seventh year of Artaxerxes, the king. And he came, now this is Ezra, he came to Jerusalem in the fifth month, which was in the year, seventh year of the king. Now, you see how long it took him. It has been coming. Upon the first day of the first month, he began to go up from Babylon. So, but it took him four complete months. You know, he'd been doing it from the first day of the month, of the first month. He began to go up from Babylon. And then on the first day of the fifth month, glory to God, he came to Jerusalem according to the good hand of his God that was upon him. Now, upon this first day of this fifth month, may you arrive. You know, last month we said it was the month of spring, and you're springing forth into new things. And you saw it. You know, you even heard testimonies here this morning. You know, how God caused you to spring forth. Well, we're beginning to emerge. God's been telling us this whole year that we have to emerge. And there have been some things happening, but not quite there. Even yesterday, you know, the Lord gave us, you know, another clue of how we can get further. You know, some gates and different things that had to open up. And today, you know, this is the now the time for you to begin to arrive. Because this man's been on this journey since the first day of the first month. But the whole 4 months passed by, just like 4 months have passed by now in this year. And then finally, on the first day of the fifth month, he arrived. Glory to God. Now, if you can believe it, this is the month. Hallelujah. Now, it's been coming. You've been seeing the top of the mountains. You've been having some movements and so on. And, you know, you've been making that journey and those strides. And look, see what the Lord did for you in the month of April. But upon this first day of this fifth month, may you arrive. Woo! Glory to God. Arrive at Jerusalem according to the good hand of the Lord that is upon you. Now, for Ezra had prepared his heart. Now, this was my scripture when I was a kid. Well, not really a kid, but when the Lord first called me many years ago. That's maybe about 19 or so. And he gave me this scripture. And I kept it in my heart. You know, Ezra prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord and to do it and to teach Israel's statutes and judgment. I thought in my heart that, you know, I'm going to be like this man. I'm going to teach statutes and judgment, but first, I'm going to do it. I'm going to learn it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to seek it. I'm going to do it, and I'm going to teach it. Now, the Lord gave this man such a tremendous blessing. And I want to talk about that king's favor that came upon him. I mean, let's unpack this thing. This man, Artaxerxes, who was the king at the time, he said, look, he even called himself King of Kings. He wrote a letter. He said, "Ask Artaxerxes, king of kings, unto Ezra the priest, a scribe of the law of the God of heaven, perfect peace, and at such a time." Now, I make a decree. Glory to God. Now, I've been talking about, you know, when the king makes a law just for you. Now, it doesn't matter what else is going on in the land. Now, we're not talking about a democracy here. We're not talking about, you know, Congress and all of this. This is an absolute monarchy. And he can make a decree and he can do whatever he wants. And no matter whatever the law in the land is, he can make a decree just for one person. And he did exactly that. He made a decree because of the good hand of the Lord that was upon Ezra. Now, Ezra and Nehemiah, their stories were the same. You know, they were going on at the same time. Now, so God put it upon this king, and listen to what he said. "I make a decree that all day of the people of Israel and of the priests and Levites in my realm, which are minded of their own free will to go up to Jerusalem, should go with thee." Now, anyone that's willing to go on this journey, he said, go with it. And that they took that journey. And it took them 4 months. And on the fifth month, the first day, they arrived. Well, some of you have been on this journey with us since October 1. And even from the beginning of this year, when I began by the Spirit of God to declare the emerging of the children of God, even the emerging of the sons of God, I begin to declare it, both here on the platform and at our local church on the ground, begin to talk about it. And now here we are. Glory to God. And he said, "Look, for as much as thou hast sent of the king and of his 7 counselors to inquire concerning Judah and Jerusalem according to the law of thy God, which is in thy hand." Now, this man, you know, Ezra, the Lord gave him tremendous favor that even their king recognized the anointing of God that was upon him. And now he's going to make a decree. He said, "Look, I give you to carry silver and gold, which the king and his counselors have freely offered unto the God of Israel, whose habitation is in Jerusalem. Carry all the silver and gold that you can find in all the province of Babylon." Now, this Babylon, they went and carried all kinds of things from Israel. You know, and this man is saying, "Look, get everything back. Recover all. Carry anything you can find." Glory to God. Anything that you can find. All the gold, the vessels of gold, and so forth, which Nebuchadnezzar, all these people had carried away, and so on. "Get everything you can get. We give it willingly to the house of God." Woo-hoo-hoo. You know, buy with the, you know, buy the whatever you need with the money out of the gold and silver and so forth. Whatever you need. Hallelujah. And he said, "Whatever seemeth good to you and to thy brethren, do with the rest of the silver and gold." Have you ever heard of such a thing? Have you ever heard of a king that'll open up his treasure and tell one of the slaves, really, you know, "Go get anything you want. I make a decree. Nobody should stop you. Anything you want." Glory to God. And he said, "Look, and whatsoever you find, you know, for the service of the house of thy God, go get it. Whatsoever be even as more that you need, that's needful for the house of God, which you have occasion to bestow, bestow it out of their king's treasure house." Now, that's where I'm going right now. The king's treasure house. Upon, and, you know, he went in there, and my goodness, it was like a free check. Get anything you want. And the king said, I, Artaxerxes, the king, I make a decree this day to all the treasurers which are beyond the river, that whatsoever Ezra shall require and shall need, be it done speedily." Glory to God. And that's it. That's our decree this morning. You know, and whatsoever it is let it be done speedily that you may arrive. You know, and so that journey has been speedy for them. And they got everything done, all kinds of treasure. And they took that journey. And on the first day of the fifth month, they arrived. Woo-hoo. I mean, talk about all the things, 100 talents of silver, 100 measures of wheat, 100 baths of wine. I mean, it was just like on and on and on. And salt without prescribing how much, anything you need, whatsoever the God of heaven had commanded, get it, take it. Glory to God. You know, this man said, look, you know, why should there be a blessing withheld from the house of the king? You know, take it all, you know, take it all. Glory to God. My goodness. Well, let me command some blessings from God's storehouse unto you for this month of months. My goodness. I turn now to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 28. I'm going to read two verses there. And then I'm going to command the goodness of the Lord upon you. That's right. Now hear the word of the Lord. Now remember, engage him in the spirit as you are listening to this. You know, don't even wait until, you know, I start to make any decree. The word of the Lord, you know, as the word is going out, it's working wonders in your life. Remember, you know, Bible said the Lord sent the word and healed them. The word and healed them. Acts chapter 10, the Bible said that Peter, while he was yet speaking the word, before he even got to the point of praying, you know, Cornelius and everybody begin to receive the Holy Spirit. While the word is going out right now, before I even get to the point of praying over the room, you can begin, you know, an atmosphere is shifting for you right now. Glory to God. Because this is the month of months that your feet will step in. Glory to God. All that he has done these first 4 months, he did all of that to bring you to this point right now. And this is it. And we're ready to go all in now. Deuteronomy chapter 28. I read verses 12 and 13. And listen to the blessing of God out of his good treasure. The Lord shall open unto you his good treasure. The heaven to give rain unto thy land. Well, that's what they needed. Many of them were farmers and stuff like that. Well, it's not just physical rain. And I remember many years ago, you know, when I met this lovely lady and I'm married to today, and when we're about to get married, one of the things the Lord said to us was that, you know, he said, the Lord said, I will give you, he said, I will open the windows of heaven and I will give you a rain. And I will give you rain, but not of water, but of my substance, saith the Lord. You know, I think my wife might remember that. And he said, I'm not going to give you a rain of water, but a rain of substance. My goodness. And when I look back now, I've rain of blessing, rain of substance, rain of miracles, rain of everything. Because the word of the Lord shall never fall to the ground and die. Well, I am going to pray that this word here, as he said, the Lord shall open unto you his good treasure. This word here, upon this first day of this fifth month, be yours. Amen. And the rain from heaven, not just of water, but of his substance. The rain out of his good treasure. Hallelujah. The windows of heaven. But you must believe it. Don't say in your heart, if the Lord shall open the windows of heaven, shall this thing be? Well, one man said that. And the prophet said, well, you know, it will be, but you won't taste of it because you despised the word of the Lord in your heart. Now, that's not anybody in this room. That's not you. You're not despising the word of the Lord because you are believing it, you know. And I put it to you this way. I mean, have we said anything to you in the name of the Lord in this room? But what was the word of the Lord? I mean, have we tried to cajole you to do something? No. This is a blessing from the Lord for you. So you receive it and be blessed. The Lord shall make you head and not the tail. Oh, glory to God. Beginning in this month of months, as you arrive, you've been taking this journey with us. And I want to thank everyone that's been taking this journey with us. Some of you are here every day. You've been here. You know, and even when you are not able to be here, some of you go back and listen to the replays. You've been taking this journey with us. You know, and we've asked nothing of you other than for you to believe the Lord your God. And I say to you today, this is the word of the Lord, that as you step into this day, this first day of this fifth month, you are now arriving. Not that you have arrived, oh no, but you are now arriving. And he will open his good treasure unto you. You become head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. But he put like an underscore there. But he said, if that thou hearken to the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to do them. Well, let me put it to you this day. If that you hearken unto the word of the Lord, which we bring to you this day. It's that simple. You know, the Lord, all he wants from you is, Lord, I believe. And if you are not quite sure, then add to it, help thou my unbelief. That's all. That's all he needs from you today. Don't even worry about how God's going to do it. That's none of your concern. That's his business. How is he going to do it? That's his business. What you need to believe is the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, if there's anybody in this room that's been saying, well, but how long? I mean, Lord, you said to us, we're going to emerge and so forth. And then you've heard these wonderful promises and all these things. But how long and when? Lord wants me to tell you today, upon this first day of this fifth month, you shall begin to arrive at your Jerusalem. Hallelujah. And you're coming with all the blessings that God has bestowed upon you. The word of the Lord that he has given you all these days, especially these last 4 months, all to prepare you for this moment. Hallelujah. Now, let me call out something here. Don't look at the next person. It's irrelevant. What's happening with them? You know, this thing was for Ezra. Didn't matter whatever the law of the land said. It was just for Ezra. It's called the king's favor. And when a king puts out a favor for you, it's not for everybody. It's just for you. Glory to God. And it was just for Ezra. And a lot of people were envious. Stirred up a lot of, you know, strife and evil and so forth. But the king's word had to stand. Hallelujah. So simply what I'm bringing to you today is that the Lord, I'm going to pray that the Lord will command the blessing upon you out of his good treasure for this new month. Hallelujah. That's why we sang or played that song at the beginning. That blessing. That blessing is yours on this first day of this fifth month. Well, and as I often say when I talk on topics like this, is look, let's not be vague. God doesn't like vagueness. Don't be vague, you know, because if you are vague, well, nothing's really going to happen. You say, well, the Lord should bless me. The Lord has already blessed you. He has already blessed you with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Now, the Lord said to Job, do you understand or do you even know the ordinances of heaven? Can you set their dominion upon the earth? Well, absolutely. If you understand that God has blessed you with all spiritual blessings already in heavenly places, then you begin to set the dominion of those things that are already done in heavenly places upon the earth. That's how it works. You know, so, but don't be vague. Don't say the Lord should bless me. What does that mean? He has already blessed you. Be specific. I've often told people that, look, you say, you go to the, Jesus told the story himself. He asked them, he said, look, which of you being parents, when your son comes to you to ask for bread, will you give him a stone? When he asks you for, you know, egg, will you give him a scorpion? When he asks you for fish, will you give him a snake? He said, no. He said, well, if you being evil know how to do these things, what about your Father in heaven? And I've often told people, I said, look, yes, that was because the son asked for bread and the son asked for egg. The son asked for fish. The son was specific. Now, if the son had gone to the father and said, well, give me something, but the father could have given him a stone, because a stone is something. So let's be specific. Hallelujah. Because look, you cannot run the Lord dry. Now, sometimes people are, you know, bashful. I don't even know what bashful is. People are fearful. People are, I mean, they're intimidated. I don't even know the word. Why can't people just get from the Lord what they need? Why can't? Sometimes people wonder, well, should I ask? Can he really do it? Well, once you start to say, can he really do it? Well, you missed the mark. You know, let it be settled in your heart that God is able to do exceeding abundantly above, or you can ask or think. If you can think it, God can do it and then some. So he can do more than you can think. Now, for you to get all of this into your system, I need you to understand one basic thing. Really simple. He has already done it. You know, but the way that God works is, you know, first puts the ordinances of heaven in place. And he's finished it in the heavens. And you know, nothing really moves in God's presence except by his unction. So he put it out there in the heavens. If you understand it, you set the dominion upon the earth. And you know that even the forces of darkness, the powers of evil, they understand these things. That's why they sit in high places, you know, but we are not under them. They may be in high places, but we are in higher places in the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, the thing that we are saying to you today is very simple. Very simply this. Upon this first day of this fifth month, you shall begin to arrive. Woo, glory to God. I am so excited. You know, because, and you know, let me tell you something too, that the way the word of the Lord works, it's not a big, you know, mystery. It's very simple. You just believe the word of God. That's all there is to it. You know, the Lord said it, I believe it, that settles it. You move on. And it shall come to pass, you know, and here is all the things that you will be hearing in the spirit over this month and beyond. And it shall come to pass. Well, that's what we are saying now. But then when it comes to pass, you will remember because it was something specific. And then you will give the Lord the praise. And you'll be able to say that which we waited for has come to pass. That's a song, you know, that you will be singing. So I wanted to do that this morning. And I wanted to pray this blessing over everyone that's here today. Hallelujah. Now, this is not anything you don't already know. But the difference is, you know, that I have that charge from the Lord to pray it over the people in the room today. That's the difference. It's not that you don't already know it. See, but, you know, there is, you know, something that the Lord does when he does it. It's that simple. And when the Lord calls for something, he calls for it, and it's that simple. And you got to be in the right place at the right time. You know, you heard the two sisters that gave you testimony of where they were, you know, and something they'd never felt before, you know, but they had to be in the right place at the right time. And God's the one that holds the power to unlock that timing. You don't know it, but you got to keep believing God and keep trusting God and be wherever the Holy Spirit prompts you to be. One day, it might be the day. But I tell you, today is the day. The man who kept coming to the pool and he had his infirmity 38 years, he didn't know which day was going to be his turn, but he kept trying. But he never got through because he was too slow. Somebody was always getting ahead of him. But one day, and such a day as this, the Lord showed up for him. And when Jesus came there, did you know that the Bible said in John chapter 5, there was a great multitude of impotent folk, halt and lame and everything, great multitude, waiting for the moving of the water. For the Lord sent an angel at a certain time to stir up the pool. And whosoever then first got into the water after the stirring of the pool was healed of any sickness that he had. A great multitude of folk. But Jesus went to only one. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, so, and at that time, there was a great multitude of folk. Now, there may be a lot of people hearing that God is doing something great. Well, maybe it's only you that will get it. But be sure it's you, though. You know, be sure it's you. I've always said when I was a young man, I used to say, well, if there's only one person that's going to get it, that's me. Well, is it going to be you, though? That's the thing. Because many people were around Jesus, you know, bumping him left and right and so forth. But one person touched him. And he said, well, that was a different touch. Now, there is a scepter from the king today that he is putting out for you on this day, this first day of this fifth month. The Lord stretched out that scepter for you. Now, it's time for you to begin to arrive. Put your hand upon it, that's all. And believe the Lord with all your heart. And then praise him. Praise him. Praise him and praise him. And do what the Holy Spirit tells you. The Holy Spirit is going to tell you what to do. You know, the Lord, he never promised, you know, that he would just do everything for you. But he promised, I mean, when it comes to the realm of possessions. But what the Lord promised was that he will give you the power to get wealth. He will give you the secret of hidden riches. You know, he says, look, even the power to profit. Isaiah 48, and verse 17. Let me just read a couple of verses for you before we begin to pray. Isaiah 48 and verse 17. Here's what the Lord said. He said, "Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord, that God, that teacheth you how to profit and leads you in the way that you should go." He's the Lord that's going to do it. Hallelujah. Now, that's how the Lord does his thing. Now, the prophet is there for the taking. But the Lord, by the inspiration of the Almighty, this month, going to give you something that you don't even know. How he will deposit it in your mind. Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 18. Thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee. He didn't just say it is he that giveth thee wealth. No. But it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. Hallelujah. So that he may establish his covenant with you. Glory to God. There are many things that God will do for us or wants to give us, bless us with, but a lot of it he will give to us by inspiration, and he will show you what to do. Psalm 32 and verse 8. I will instruct you in the way that you should go. I will guide you with my eye. Glory to God. You know, God told you that the rain was coming to destroy the whole world. Your name is Noah, but you're going to have to build the ark. Glory to God. God didn't build the ark for him, but God most certainly showed him where to get the timber, the wood, and everything he needed. But he's going to have to build the ark. Now, why am I saying this? Because I don't want anybody to think that, oh, you're just going to sit down and something's going to just fall in your lap. No, I'm not preaching any such thing. What I am saying, though, is this. The windows of heaven are open. God will begin to give you inspiration of how to get wealth. Hallelujah. There is a spirit inside of man. You heard me say it many times. One of my very favorite things in that book of Job. Job 32 and verse 8. There's a spirit inside you, and the inspiration of the Almighty give you understanding. Understanding of how to get well, how to create wealth. Hallelujah. Understanding which you didn't have before. Give it to you. Understanding of how to make profit. Now, if you're in business, you're an entrepreneur. I mean, the lady said, well, they went into a Christian, you know, entrepreneurs conference or whatever. Look, God will give you understanding of how to profit. There's a lot of people that are doing things that they don't profit. And there are some people also profit tremendously, you know, and then God will give you understanding. God will bring something special into your life because he's bringing you to a place where you are arriving. Not arrived, but arriving. You know, it's like you are arriving. Just arriving. Praise God. And as you begin to arrive, my goodness, you go to the airport, sometimes you look up at the chart, you see that some planes are arrived, but some are arriving. You know, yours is arriving right now. But beginning this month, on this first day of this fifth month, may the Lord cause you to arrive, hallelujah, at Jerusalem, because you are getting there now. You've been coming and you've been coming and you've been coming. Hallelujah. Now, I want you wherever you are, I want you to join me in prayer. I'm going to pray for you right now. But here's what I want you to do. I want you to lift up your hands. That's right. Do it. Lift up your hands where you are. Now, when we lift our hands up, there are many things that it signifies. Right? Well, that's also one way that we praise the Lord. You know, it's another way that we surrender. It's another way that we say, carry me, Lord. And I love that one. Carry me. Just like the little child that wants to be carried comes to the parent and lifts up their arms to be carried. So as you're lifting up your hands right now, the Lord is going to carry you. Hallelujah. Carry them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And set their feet down as they begin to arrive this very month. Bring instructions, Lord, and illumination, even while they sleep. The Lord will seal instructions in your heart. And this will be unto you the month of months. You'll be having testimonies upon testimonies, but don't keep those testimonies to yourself. They are really not your testimonies. They are the testimonies of the Lord. And so, give him the praise. Hallelujah. For this, beginning this month, as you enter in, and the Lord open to you his good treasure to bring you understanding, power to get wealth and create wealth. Understanding, power, and learning, and understanding for you to profit. And may the Lord cause even your body, that's right, your body to rejoice before the Lord. Everything that is in me, praise the Lord, the psalmist said. Your body, organs, everything that's inside of you, let them rejoice this month. Hallelujah. The Bible said, our health shall spring forth speedily. Glory to God. Speedily. And may the Lord grant unto you your desires of your heart according to his own good treasure. May he open unto you his good treasure. Just like the king Artaxerxes said to Ezra, I open unto you my good treasure. You go get whatever you want. In silver and in gold, go get it. May the Lord open to you his good treasure. You go get whatever you want. And when you are getting, when you are on a roll, don't limit God. You can bring your vessels, not a few. Take your bucket to the ocean. Take your few. There's still plenty more. Why use a bucket when you can bring a barrel? Why bring a barrel when you can bring a tanker? Take as much as you want. That's what the king said to him. Take anything you want. It's all yours. Hallelujah. Well, this man was even limited. He couldn't do what God could do. His supply was limited, but God's supply is unlimited. You can come back more and more, and there's plenty more where that came from. Can't deplete that ocean, no matter how much you take from it. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. May this month be the month of months for you. Last month was the beginning of months. Spring for you. This month will be the month of months in the arriving. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Prophetically, we understand these things. I declare it to you in simplicity. I'm not trying to make it too complicated this morning. I declare it to you in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now you stay with the Lord and you give the Lord the praise and the glory. And he said, I am the Lord. I will cause your head to be lifted. That I anoint you with the oil of gladness above your fellows. Glory to God. And you shall praise the name of the Lord your God. And you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. And you will never be ashamed. My people will never be ashamed. But beyond that, it's not just not being ashamed, but the Lord will glorify Bible says, sing for joy, O ye heavens. Shout, ye lower parts of the earth. Isaiah 44 and 23. For the Lord has done it. That's right. He has done it. You know, he has glorified himself in you. Put your name there. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Father, I thank you. We love you. We give you all glory and praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, that's our lesson for today. I wanted to keep it short and sweet, powerful, so you will remember it. Remember it. There's one thing that you remember. Remember that upon this first day of this fifth month, those who have been traveling for many months with Ezra, they began to arrive. And may you also begin to arrive this month. May the Lord make this a month of months for you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, while there's 31 days in this month, and let me see, challenge you, see how many of those days will you come and give a testimony to the Lord. Now, if you propose in your heart to give a testimony tomorrow, he'll give you a miracle today. It's just that simple. Glory to God. Because God wants to hear those testimonies. So, what's it going to be? Let's believe the Lord and let's see what, and your recounting of the goodness of the Lord as you give testimony going to boost somebody else's faith. And we want to see and hear tremendous testimonies this month. But we want the gains not to be gains that you take steps forward and feel backward. That's why we dealt with that yesterday in the room. So you're not going forward and backward. This time around, the gains will be sustained in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen and amen.